Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. Sorry, my voice is gone. You can tell by the title of this boo that, yes, even in Southern California, it does rain. However, unlike most situations in Southern California, this time it was raining in my house. And what do I mean by that? I mean that a toilet in the house, it wasn't a plumbing problem, but a little hose in the back of the toilet that is supposed to have water, you know, comes from the wall. It's supposed to go down into the tank to fill up the toilet, which, you know, makes a buoy rise up, which, of course, you know, but this time that little hose had worked itself loose. And as a result of that, the water was shooting up through the tank, through the lid. And as a result of that, was getting on the floor. And it's amazing, but it was the toilet, you know, the pipes and everything. It's just water everywhere, and it was the pipe. The water was actually shooting up in the air and down. It was horrible. So, just even though last week was bad enough when I lost all my data, this week I lost my. In effect, they had to have the damage control people come in, and water damage people come in. Emergency after hours. They came in and set up these big fans. They got to cut into the wall, cut into the ceiling. They got to take out a bunch of stuff, rip out the carpet, inspect for mold. It's going to be a very lengthy process. I went through this, strangely enough, last summer in a different place. I think it was May of last summer. I can't remember now. So I'm very familiar with it. You know, insurance is going to cover all this, but I'm going to be displaced from my room, my bedroom, for a couple of weeks, and haven't exactly figured out where I'm going to be, or what I'm going to be doing, or where I'm going to be sleeping. So, you know, it's just, you know, 2 weeks, two major incidences. My voice is a bit hoarse. I know I don't sound like I normally do. It's about almost 12:30 a.m., and I lost my voice. This all happened around let's just say around 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. earlier. And I have a little shop vac. And when I came in, obviously I turned the water off. And I vacuumed up with the shop vac about 60 gallons of water. And the carpet is still soaked in this area over here. And, you know, it was just amazing. I guess it could have been worse, but I'm just amazed at how much damage this little spigot in the back of a toilet that came out can do. If I hadn't left the house when I flushed the toilet, I would have noticed it because I would have thought, well, it's kind of running kind of long. But, man, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. I know in the end, the landlord's going to be benefiting because, you know, this is his, he's going to be, you know, making Atlanta claim to his insurance, and it'll get him pretty much a new place. But it's going to really change things for me for a while. Anyway, so it did rain in my house anyway. I know my voice sounds terrible, and I apologize. Just wanted to get this out to give you an update. I haven't, you know, if you want to send me an email, the email is still the same, secrets@candleshore.com, or, of course, you can reply to this. And for those of you who, you know, like to, who ask questions about various things, it may be a while before I can get back to my normal routine. So there you have it. Okay. We'll make a joyful noise. I'm going to make one in my sleep because I'm exhausted. You know, this whole thing, this all happened actually at 4 o'clock. Now it's 12 o'clock, you know, and tomorrow they're going to come out again at 8 o'clock, 8:30 tomorrow morning. And they're going to have a whole team of guys in the house who are no doubt going to start cutting in the walls and all kinds of icky things, but it's got to be done. So that's what we're going to do. Okay, take care, and I will update you later. Bye-bye.